This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
I mean, you're doing a great job.
You reap what you sow, brother.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what. Tell me. You're going to love it. You're going to love it. It's just one of those days. You don't know why. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know when it'll come again. But I'm pretty upbeat today. I'm in a good mood.
Even with the news that just broke. And we're both wearing Spurs black.
The Lord says you only worry about the things that you can control.
We'll see.
I can't control what's going on with Victor Wembanyama. And
he's 16. You always talk about how old. See, it can happen to anybody.
He's a toothpick.
Well,
he's going to be hurt.
His shoulder?
He'll probably be hurt his whole career.
But a blood clot is not hurt. That's just, poor man.
Yeah.
Poor fella. He'll be all right.
So, Wembanyama out for the season.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've been drilling deep down into the Warriors this week.
Yeah.
And we'll do a little of that today because they practiced last night for the first time. Then an optional practice.
And a certain guy was on the floor.
Who?
JK.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Like, where does Curry get off missing an optional practice?
It's optional.
But that's the point. Leaders would have gone.
You would have stayed at home.
I wouldn't have sniffed the facility. No, I'm just kidding. So it was an optional practice last night. Jonathan Kuminga was on the court. No contact, but looks like it's going to be about a week or two.
All right.
Is what Steve Kerr said. And we can play that at some point. I got a question for you, Goo.
I love your question.
Big picture question. And it's for the Bay Area, too. I was just thinking about this. We got the Warriors who just made a big trade and are heading down the stretch of their season. We got the Giants who are starting training camp, spring training. And they have a new GM, Buster Posey. And then we have the Niners. And the Niners are getting ready for their offseason. Deebo Samuel's been given an opportunity to seek a trade on his own.
Okay.
So I want to talk about all three of these teams kind of in one. And if I had to ask you, Goo, how are you feeling right now, big picture, about each of those three franchises? Like, what's the vibe you have from each of the three franchises? And just characterize it if, John, are you feeling good or you're a little worried or you ain't feeling anything?
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's start with the 49ers.
Okay.
Stoney, I told you, and I might be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong for all Niner fans' sake, but I think an era
or an opportunity has come and gone. And that includes Kyle Shanahan and what they've built along with John Lynch. I do understand when Brock gets his chicken, but I believe the needs that they have may not be able to all be able to get rectified this offseason. So moving forward, I'm concerned about the Niners coming off a year which didn't culminate in a playoff berth. That, Stoudy, they may have missed their big chance, okay? Two opportunities and, you know, multiple NFC championship games. So concern is the word I have for the Niners.
Okay.
Okay. The Giants, I'm optimistic, and I always am. I've lost two bets to you. I don't know if you know this.
Want to lose another one?
No. You know?
You can.
I'm looking at the projected lineup. I'm looking at the...
They could stink.
The Giants?
Yeah.
Nah.
Go ahead. Finish your thought.
All right. Well,
I shouldn't interject.
Buster Posey doesn't play, but I feel like the Pessoy problem is long gone. Year two of Melvin. You added Adamus. Chapman is who he is. He had a great season last year. Jung-Hoo Lee is back. So baseball is a different beast. And I'm down on baseball in this sense, Donnie. You didn't ask, but I'll expand. I hate what the Dodgers symbolize, but let them be who they are. They're just one playoff spot. There's other playoff berths. So I'm holding the Giants to that standard of, if you play good defense, timely hitting, and you pitch, that's baseball, Goo. I know. Maybe you can do something. So I don't think the Giants are has-beens. So I'm optimistic about the Giants. And, oh, boy, welcome to the party when it comes to the Golden State Warriors.
Big picture, though, we're still talking. But go ahead.
Ecstatic. Oh.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to use the word automatic. Action. I'm looking at your word, action. Oh. The Warriors of the three have major, major action. And that's because they pulled off a trade, Stoney. And it's not the 3-1. They got Kevin Durant. His name's just Jimmy Butler, and he does different things. But, Steiny, he's a dog. So, action is the word for the Golden State Warriors.
All right. 888-957-9570. If you want to jump into this conversation, I will...
Give me yours. Action, optimistic, and concerned.
Okay. Who do you want to start with first?
Niners.
49ers. My vibe with the 49ers right now is, I don't know.
Mm.
I have no idea.
Is that a good thing?
No. I have no idea if the 49ers are good, average, man, or below. They had some great seasons. It all fell apart last year. I know people are talking about injuries. They didn't, you know, they had a bad year injury-wise. They'll bounce back. I don't know that they'll bounce back.
Right.
Everything's going to change once Purdy gets paid. And to me, the 49ers have now gone from, you know, a sure thing in terms of making the playoffs,
yeah,
to I don't know what kind of team they're going to be. I saw their schedule. If you tell me they're going to go 13-4, I'd say, you know, I kind of believe it, because if they can get back to where they were, but I don't know that they can get back to where they were.
Because they were at the top.
And so... you told me the Niners went 8-9 next year, I would say, I believe it. So I don't know what to expect with the 49ers. I really don't. And when the season starts, to me, they're going to be, it's almost going to be an unknown. I'm not going to say, well, they're the favorites in the NFC West. I don't know. We don't know.
Yeah, and how could they be if they didn't win it this last one?
All their so-called good players got hurt or didn't play great last year. All right, Giants. Well, let me go.
Okay.
I go Warriors.
All right.
Warriors vibe is...
Come on now.
It is... it's on hold. It's on hold. And I'll tell you why. Because I'm looking... I look big picture. And the big picture to me still is they're at the tail end of a dynasty. And they're still trying to grapple with whether they can win it or not, or whether they can't. They've gotten a bump with Jimmy Butler, and there seems to be optimism now among the fans, but I still take a look at where the Warriors are. They're in a tricky spot in terms of the age of their core, and they don't really have a bunch of young players, you know, emerging like they look like stars. So my feeling with the Warriors is kind of, let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. An uptick from Jimmy Butler for sure. But I and the short sample would be I'm excited,
right.
But the next 2 years I need to see. I can't call it. I'm still concerned about the next 2 years.
Okay.
All right. Giants. There's nothing there.
Well, there's a team.
There's nothing there with the Giants.
For you.
In fact, there's less there for the Giants this year than last year. And that's a little surprising to me because it's been 6 months since Buster Posey became the GM. He became the GM in September. So he's gone through an offseason, and he got Willy Adames. That's essentially it. Like, that's all they did.
All right.
Got Willy Adames. But the enthusiasm for the Giants, they haven't gotten a bump from Buster Posey. And I don't think you do get bumps from guys who aren't players. But think about this. You know what I was thinking about? Here's why the Giants right now, the vibe on the Giants for me is, remember what I was saying last year at this time? About 2-3 weeks.
You could see them a playoff team. Like, you wouldn't be shocked.
Remember I said, you know, at this point, Warriors weren't going well. Remember I said, I'll tell you what, I think I'd rather go to a Giants game than a Warriors game.
Oh, I remember that show.
And why? Because they were supposed to have the best staff in baseball.
Yeah.
Never materialized. So to me, the Giants actually have less buzz about them right now than they did last year. That's where I'm at with all the three teams.
I'm not mad at that, but the less buzz makes me more curious because we know what Webb is. Ray, you added Verlander and what's left of him, Hicks and Harrison. You know, and I look at the lineup, Steiny, and you still got Yaz and the Floreses of the world and Patrick Bailey.
Their
Lamont
lineup
Wade's.
Is not good. That's what caused
but
me.
But what
to,
if I tell you it's not? You added Adames. So, Steiny, you look at the heart of this order.
Okay.
And
let's
Ramos,
look at
he emerged.
Right. Think about what happens a lot of times to second-year players. Go ahead.
No, I get that. We're watching it with Pods, but Pods is balling after the injury. The bottom line is, Steiny, you know, I'm just the sports romantic. Baseball's a different beast, and, you know, the Giants disappointed me and let me down the last 2 years because even off to slow starts, I felt like they could get hot, and that never materialized. And I'm like, you know what, Goo? This is not the Bruce Bochy on their best day Giants to where – you know, you could feel something good was going to happen. You're right. It never materialized. But, Steiny, I'm not here to look you in the face and say, now, if you want to tell me they're boring, okay, we'll see. But the bottom line is, until they actually start playing, I'm optimistic.
Well, that's fair.
To get to the playoffs.
But they're going nowhere.
Wild card.
This roster, I don't know if they're as good as last year with this roster. All right, 888-957-9570. There you have it. There's the setup to the show. We're talking about all of the Bay Area teams, big picture, where they at. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. That segment was also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
Playoffs?
I'm getting fed up with all this vibe crap. We want buckets, Steph.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
And we got him. His name is Jimmy Buckets. What a prophet I am, man.
Jimmy Buckets.
Yeah. Tap in.
You
hate it. Yeah, I'm done. No, you're too down on the Giants, but go ahead.
They might stink. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. They have, like, who's at first base? Wade and Flores.
Right.
Great. Who's playing second? Tyler Fitzgerald. How's he going to, you know, he had half a good season.
No doubt. Okay, I'm excited about him.
Expect him to come back down to earth. And he's learning a new position. Adames and Chapman are fine. Bailey can't hit. Can't hit. Expect a sophomore slump from Ramos.
Jung-Hoo
Lee is going to have.
He's back.
It's going to take him half a year to get back and acclimated. And Yaz is.
No. Nah, Steiny. I just
pitching,
think.
Oh, by the way, their pitching's worse than last year.
Well, they're going to miss your boy Snell. But
right.
It was not
they're
the
miss
first
him 13
half.
Times. Yeah. We're talking about. Go ahead.
You'll see him a lot this year.
What's that?
I said you'll see Snell a lot this year. He's playing for the Dodgers.
Yeah. He's going to be He's going to be an old school horse this year. You watch.
The Dodgers.
Oh, man. Gosh. But we're talking about how we're feeling about each of the Bay Area teams right now. The Warriors clearly getting an uptick from Jimmy Butler. He's brought back some excitement.
And hope.
Does it change the long-term view you have of the Golden State Warriors? I'm looking at the San Francisco 49ers, and I don't know what to expect from them. You know, they're coming off a nice run. They didn't win a Super Bowl, but last year it all fell apart.
They didn't make it off.
I just can't say without thinking about it, oh, they'll be back next year.
I'm with you.
We don't know. And then lastly, the Giants. To me, it's a start of a new era. You know, do the best you can. Do the best you can and try to be competitive. But the one thing I'm wondering, do you think this could be the start of a lull for the three Bay Area pro teams?
Oh, no, not at all.
None of them made the playoffs last year.
Okay.
The Warriors missed the playoffs, and they're 10th this year.
Yeah.
The 49ers completely fell apart, and the Giants haven't won in 8 years.
Right.
So it could be, maybe this is the start of a lull.
Yeah.
888-957-9570. Or do you feel more optimistic about your teams than that?
Well, I'll just start at the top, Stoney, and that's who I'm feeling the best about. The Warriors, you are correct. They did not make the playoffs, but they didn't have Jimmy Butler. This team was not that team. And right now, I feel like, again, and I stand on it. Would you say stand on business, Stoney? I will.
I hate that.
In regard to no matter what happens this year, I'm still excited that the Warriors got next year in a offseason training camp to jail or whatnot. So I think the future, the next 2 to 3 years for the Warriors, they got some action. But the 49ers, man, that's the one and I could be totally wrong. It wouldn't be the first time, but Stoney, you have so much to do on that to-do list when we talk about the trenches. And now what the Eagles did, getting home and putting pressure on the great Patrick Mahomes on the biggest stage, just rushing four. And I know they're not going to play the Chiefs every week, but the Niners have lost physicality to me. They lost some nastiness. How do you get that back? And I was telling you and Evan, you know, the salary cap went up, and I was like, okay, the Niners got the black card. And he's like, Goo, it just exactly does not work like that. You can't just go get or expect to get four or five guys, you know, and there'll be some moves around the edges. I know they hit a home run with Pooney in the draft last year, but if you're depending on the draft to get major production on your D-line and O-line, Sonny, I'm here to watch it, but I just thought free agency would be a way for the Niners to be, and Lynch, ultra-aggressive to get something ready-made to come here and get this team back. I don't know what's going on with Greenlaw, you know, and it sounds like, you know, it's not a for-sure shot he'll be back. So, Sonny, it's just me. I feel like that window is closer to being shut now than it ever has, and that's why they have the whole offseason to prove me wrong. And the Giants, I guess what I'm saying, partners, what do you have to lose? They've been fiddling and middling around. They've been boring. Buster was able to go out and get Adamas. So just from that vantage point, Donnie, I know they're not the Dodgers. I'm excited. Before we saw Lamont Wade Jr. get hurt and look like a shell of himself the rest of the season, I thought he was on his way to the All-Star game. Short sample size, but I'm proud of myself in regard to this Giant take of.
Why?
We'll see.
Why?
Because I feel
the same team as last year, but for Willie Adamas.
No, you got your center fielder who you just got last year, and he crashed in against the wall, and he left. Okay. That'll shore up your defense. Again, Stoney, I'm not saying 100 wins, but baseball is so different to where you're not really out of it until the end with all these cockamamie wild cards. So let's see what they got in year two of Bo Mail.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I don't know how you can be excited about the Giants. I can see you being, let's see what happens with the Giants, but it's not like they, you know, revamped a team. They added a terrific shortstop, but their starting pitching doesn't look as good, and we got the same guys coming back, but that's them. You know what? And I don't want to leave the Sharks out. The issue though with the Sharks is we know where they're at. They're building something with Will Smith and Celebrini.
Okay,
all right. They're not there yet. It's going to take a year or two, maybe longer. But the Sharks, to me, are the only organization of the four that's going to, that you can almost guarantee will
get better.
Ascend.
Okay. All right.
Ascend. That's the way I look at it. How do you guys look at it? 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you with each of the teams? Guru said he's looking forward to the Giants.
But I've done that the last 2 years and lost
You've
two dinner
bets. You've done it the last 47 years.
No, I have not. Yeah, but I've been here that long.
I mean, explain to me, if you're excited about the Giants, please explain to me why. And the 49ers, to me, I just don't know what they are. Let's go to Coach. Coach is in Los Altos. Hey, Coach, what's going on, man?
Hey, Steiny and Goo, it's really nice to hear your voices.
Thank you.
I've sort of relocated to Colorado, so I don't get to hear you guys as much. So I'm back in town, and I'm just loving hearing the show.
You can always use before you go, you can always use the Odyssey app, too. You can catch it on your phone anywhere.
You are right. I've done many hikes in the Flatirons with Odyssey app. So you're spot on.
Nice.
Hey, I'll be quick. I'll be quick. Three teams. I'm not going to comment on the Sharks. The first one is the Warriors. Jimmy Buckets is exciting. The renewed hope, all that. I still think in the short run, there are one or two players away. What I would do instantly is I would go get Marcus Smart. And I'd make him my number two for this year, because when you think about the closing lineup, you've got Steph and Draymond and Jimmy and Kuminga. Who's your fifth? And is it Pods? Is he the right guy in that crunch time? Is it GP2 if you need a better defender? I would love Marcus Smart, because imagine a lineup with Draymond, Marcus, and Buckets. That's a dog lineup. So I would go get Marcus Smart, and then I'd also think about a big. Either, you know, I would love Larry Nance or Kelly Olynyk. There's a couple of bigs that, you know, that stretch fives that could help. But I'm excited about them in the short run. Why I'm excited about them in the longer run is they're going to have to make a decision 2 years out. They're going to have to make a decision, do I trade Steph and get like six first-round picks or some ridiculous thing and do a Oklahoma City thing? Or do they, you know, do they never trade Steph and we know we're going to wane over the next few years? So, but I do trust the ownership team. I do trust what they've done there. They've earned my trust.
Good stuff.
The second.
Go ahead.
The Niners, just really, really quick. The Niners, because the Giants have no comment. Dodgers are ruining baseball, and the only glimmer of hope I have for the Giants is their leadership. Buster Posey and Melvin, I love leadership, and it starts there. In terms of the Niners, I actually think it's a bad take to say we don't know where they're at, because I think that they've got 10 or 11 picks. They've got the new salary cap went up bigger than they thought. They're genius at restructuring contracts. I think they're going to rebuild the defense under Saleh. Their offense was number 9 last year. They're the 9th rated offense, and they had people hurt all over the place. So I have a lot of belief in the Niners, and again, it goes back to leadership. Lynch and Shanahan, I think, are a great leadership team, and I think York selling 10% of the team, pick up $900 million on a $9 billion valuation. They could put that money into the team, and I think we're going to be surprised at how massive they go.
Thanks,
fellas.
All right, Coach, appreciate it. I understand optimism about the 49ers, and I'm not saying I would bet against them. All I'm saying is, as we move forward in the off season and closer toward the start of the 49ers season, I'm not. To me, they don't get the benefit of the doubt anymore.
Man.
They just don't. Last year they got the benefit of the doubt because they were on a run and everything fell apart. And I just don't think it's very. They might be able to put the pieces back together. They might, but I got to see first. And I think it's going to be. I don't think they just go to the top of the. NFC West right now.
No doubt. I'm with you.
We'll
like
see.
I can't I don't feel confident telling you they're better than the Rams. And last year, you know, record-wise they were not. They pick 11th in the first round, Steiny, and maybe I'm just being naive, but the bottom line is if that's your avenue to add some nastiness to both lines, try to get a corner or whatnot. We don't know what's going on with Debo. We don't know when Ayuk is going to be back. And the rat on the table, we hadn't used that in a while, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is what's going on with Christian McCaffrey? How healthy is he going to be? You mentioned it, but that is a big ask. question to have answered, and I don't know.
Well,
and
that's why I don't know about the Niners.
And I'm with you. And I think what we know is last year, partner, it wasn't good enough.
No, not even close. Not even close. And here's the other thing. And again, I'm not saying I'm not saying this is a great thing or it's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's a thing. Like in sports, you have to deal with stuff. And let's see what the Niners look like after they pay Brock Purdy. And after he's being your quarterback making 40 or 50 million. You know, that we have to see materialize also. 888-957-9570 is the number. How you feeling about your Bay Area teams right now? What's the vibe? I went into the boss's office today, and he's like,
"What's he talking about?"
Yeah, that's what he was saying. He's like, "How you feeling about these teams? How you feeling about these teams?" And I'm like, "What do you mean?" And he said, "Yeah." And I said, "Well, you know, the Giants. Funny you mentioned the Giants because, you know, I was looking at their roster and trying to figure some stuff out, and I just don't see it, Bob." With the Giants, I told him. And with the Niners, I said, who the hell knows now? You can't just say they're the team from 2 years ago. And I said, as for the Warriors, like, they definitely short-term monster uptick from Jimmy Butler. A short-term monster uptick from Jimmy Butler. But he doesn't necessarily change the fact that the Warriors are where they are. And their three most impactful players are winding down their careers. So Butler's very helpful right now. He's created a spark. But in the big picture, they're still kind of in the same place, looking at the end of something before the beginning.
Yeah, but you also talked about, months back about I don't want to say regrets, that's too strong, but you said last year one of the biggest regrets for you from a Warrior standpoint was the youngsters didn't get to experience the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And we don't know that yet to be the case. I'm assuming it. But, man, Stoney, when I think of Moody, Kuminga, Pods, and, you know, QP, whatever this Warrior season ends up being, if they could get some of that experience, and I feel like the Warriors have put themselves into place, especially with the extension for Jimmy Butler, the next 2 to 3 years, I feel like they got action. Now, if you throw the words at me, 35, 37, I'm a duck because I know that's not on their side. But the guys – on the court, when those three guys play, Butler, Steph, and Dre, Steiny, it's not like they're in canes and wheelchairs. So they're still productive. I think the energy has changed. And now, not just from a local perspective, everybody's taking notice of what the Warriors are going to do starting tomorrow night in Sacramento with this second half of the season.
There's no doubt that the young players for the Warriors are a big part of the second half of the season. The thing with the Warriors' young players is, to me, is we know they can play in the league. We just don't know how good they are. Right now, they're contributing. Like, put it this way.
Yeah.
I'm not excited about what comes after Steph.
Because I'm not even thinking about it.
Well, you could. I mean, you could say, well, look, Steph's not going to be around forever. So what?
You got Kuminga.
Okay. That's it. I mean, do you have a star? Do you have a number one? Like, that's what I'm saying. Their long-term prospects, to me, are still the same as they've always been, which is we got to what's going to happen after Curry.
But hasn't Jimmy Butler shown us in sports, Steiny, anything can happen in 24 hours? You know, who saw Butler coming? Who saw that relationship eroding? Well, I guess you could have in Miami to where he was bestowed upon us all of a sudden. And now what? Just like that, with the snap of a finger, the blink of an eye, everybody's feeling different. I bring that up to you never know what's going to happen and who could come available.
Right. But what we do know is going to happen is that Steph Curry and Draymond Green and Jimmy Butler you're going to continue to get older. They're already old, so the end is way closer than we are to
the beginning.
And
right now, Kuminga is your most promising guy for the future.
Right, and to me, that's not
right.
Like, I'm not excited about that. I like Kuminga, yeah. But when you start talking about what if he's the best player on the team in a few years, I think we need more than just Kuminga. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about the state of the Bay Area professional sports teams. And I just saw, on the YouTube chat.
Yeah.
My exes in Texas says it's a great time to be a Bay Area sports fan. Is it?
Well, the Niners are coming off.
Is it?
Yeah. Nobody's made the playoffs.
I mean, the bottom line is...
The Giants did make it, the Niners didn't make it, and the Warriors didn't make it. But now they might make it.
But this is the point.
And like, the Niners are in the lab. And the Giants are in Arizona.
The Giants won 3 titles. The Warriors won 4 titles. The San Francisco 49ers went to 2 Super Bowls under Shanahan and, what, 1 or 2 under Harbaugh? Like, what, do you just think you're going to win 7 titles in the next 7 years?
Well, Starfield won, and the Niners weren't able to get that.
Exactly. So all I'm saying is I'd much rather be a fan back in 2010, obviously, or 2014, when we could see these things starting. Like, if I had to buy stock in professional sports teams around the country, I don't think I'd buy here in the Bay Area with the Warriors, the Giants, and the Niners. There's, like, I'm not sure the future looks great for all of them.
Well, I love that analogy. I'll just say this. What are you in it for? If you're in it for to hold the stock forever, then maybe you're right. But I think the Warriors are a hot stock. And if it goes up and you could cash out, and that cash out could come with the Western Conference Finals or a Finals berth this year. Because, Stoney, to me, it's not try to rebuild a dynasty. The Warriors know they can't do that. This is the quest for 5. This is the quest for number 5.
Okay.
And Joe Lacob talked to it when he talked to Bonte. I got to hear that. Good job by B. But the bottom line is that's what they're aiming for, 1 more title. Now, they could get 2 or 3. Now, that's very highly unlikely, and the 1 may be highly unlikely. But it's not as unlikely as it was before Jimmy Butler came to town.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. When you got Draymond and, you know, Jimmy talking about Chip. I don't think the Giants are saying we're winning the World Series and, you know, or any 49ers saying we're getting back to the playoffs or the Super Bowl.
We'll see.
Yeah, I just look at the 3 teams objectively, and I sometimes think, you know, what a Bay Area fans don't get it. Like, they don't get it. The Giants won 3 titles the last 15, you know, they won 3 titles since 2010. The Warriors have won 4 championships since 2014, and the Niners haven't broken through, but damn it, for the last decade, they've been very relevant for the most part, and they've knocked on the door a few times, 2 or 3 times.
Man.
Like, I look at it
had
as
it
though,
open.
I look at it as though, how's the future going to be any better than that?
Mm.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's just not, I don't think.
Hey, and I'll say this to you. Go ahead.
And that's why when I take, like, seriously, what team are you most excited about? It's the Sharks. Because they have 2 young play, like they have Victor Wembanyama, in a way.
That makes them
exciting. But I'm thinking about the other teams and where they are right now. Let's go to Vic in Alameda. Hey, Vic.
Hey guys, nice to be on the air with you guys.
Sure.
You have a great show, by the way.
Thank you,
Tony. I love you. Always keeping it 100. I actually used to work with Goo years ago. And Goo, it's great to hear your voice every day.
Hey, where did we work at?
We used to work at the phone company, dog, and we used to talk Star Wars all day long.
Yeah.
Back in the days.
All right, baby. Good to hear from you.
Hey, good to hear from you guys. Thank you.
My God. I was corporate, Stoney, I told you.
All you've been.
If anything... I'm super grateful to Draymond for giving us something to talk about, something to chew on all week long. It feels great. It feels exciting. You made a good point a minute ago, Stoney. Buying stock in various sports nowadays was looking really bleak. So at least the Warriors have given us something to chew on. You know, 49ers, ooh, what a mess. And to be honest with you, I'm actually an A's fan myself. And despite them not being here in Oakland, I'm actually really looking forward to their year. They're up and coming right now. They're a team to talk about. But in any case, at least, you know, this is fun talking about this, and I can't wait to see what the Warriors have in store for the rest of the year.
Yeah, appreciate it, Vic.
Yeah, my old co-worker. Vic. I'll tell you what. You talked about
I couldn't think of a one-liner about Thursdays. I just couldn't think of a one-liner about Vic and Thursdays.
Too late. But the bottom line is, Stoney, we talked about the Warriors, right? There's a price to a dynasty. And this is going to sound crazy, but the Warriors, I mean, the Niners, you can't say they were a dynasty, but they were closer. I would put this five-year run or the last 5 years up against any other team, include, you know, you talk about the NFC championships where they didn't get to the Super Bowl, but they were damn close. So maybe we're just watching the price of where they were at, and they were ultra close to getting it done. And maybe we're just watching the residue of those long seasons. And unfortunately, you know, none of them culminated with a title.
Yeah. I mean, I think, and that's
when you look at it like that, it don't sound crazy.
Well, that's one of the things that, you know, I'm putting into the equation is I look at it as though the Niners just had a great 5-6 year run, whatever it was, and I think it might be coming to an end. So they're going to do what the Warriors did a year ago and run it back and see if not making the playoffs was
yeah,
you know, was a freak, or whether they're not a playoff team. So as far as I'm concerned, the Niners are just going to run it back.
But you need you okay.
And but I think the Niners are looking at,
you need players, Donnie. Like Bosa needs help.
My point is like to me the Warriors and the Niners are naturally over the next few years, I think, going to decline. I just think they're going to decline because they've been so high, and you can't stay so high for decades and decades. Like, when, you know, Steph can't play forever, and that'll be a major challenge after he leaves. And the 49ers right now, I don't know. Maybe the end of the run came last year, and this year they're gonna be the same kind of team. And then where are we at?
And how long will it take?
Exactly. 888-957-9570 is the number. What are you thinking about each of the Bay Area teams and where they're going? What's your vibe about these teams right now? Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. That segment was also brought to you by Frontier Ford.
Hey, you guys, there's nothing better than feeling good in my clothes and in my skin, and I'm coming to you right now feeling good on both fronts, and I have Abundant Life weight loss to thank for that. Recently, as you know, I wanted to lose some weight and feel more energized, can't you tell? So I called my friends over at Abundant Life weight loss and got started on their program. Best call I've ever made. Just a couple weeks later, I'm down 17 pounds, more than halfway to my goal of 30, and I gotta just keep chugging. The best part about it, you guys, it's been so easy, and I actually wish I would have called Abundant Life a lot sooner. I didn't, but I'm still focused, and that's because they know and will give you the secret to losing 1 pound of fat every day. And the best part is they make it super easy, and there's no exercise required, no counting points, no hassles with prepackaged meals. This is what I want you to do. Call for your free consultation and tell them Guru sent you at area code 925-854-5140 or visit AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. If Dibs can do it and I can do it, so can you. Join me. Call Abundant Life today and get started on this life-changing program. You won't regret it. That's 925-854-5140 or visit AbundantLifeWeightLoss.com. I told you yesterday my pants are falling off. I feel like I'm melting. I just bought a new belt and I'm excited. Call now and tell them Guru sent you.